Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's 8:25 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. 8:25. It's Independence Week, counting down to Independence Day on Thursday. And we did tell you that in the previous hour that we are going to have DJ Sia that will give us just a couple of common phrases from the Zambezi region in terms of just so that we can learn something in Silozi. By the time Thursday hits, we can actually say a sentence or two that's in Silozi. Now, apart from that, we've also on Fresh Breakfast, we've been highlighting the fact that it's International Women's Day, month for that matter, and we've been bringing in powerhouses. We've been speaking to women. We've been having conversations about women, and today is no different. And one such powerhouse, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is someone that I personally look up to, is someone I personally had the pristine opportunity to work with on a professional level. It is a woman that is, she's incredibly detailed with her work, an experienced broadcaster, a filmmaker, a celebrated creative in the Namibian space. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please help me welcome Tutu Otilia Mongoba.
Good morning, good morning.
I've always wanted to have that sound. I've always.
Are you serious?
And yeah, okay, please hit it again, please hit it again.
Okay, okay, there we go. There we go.
Golly,
is it about that air horn?
The whole week. No one must talk to me.
Yeah, no, because she got her own air horn now.
I got my own air horn.
On Fresh FM.
Thank you so much.
Welcome, Osi Tutu.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah. Freshly off doing a documentary for Rashiyama. And we were just offering, we were just saying, my goodness, this is exactly what we need, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Our own content where we celebrate our own. A documentary for Rashiyama should have been done 10 years ago.
It should have been done 10 years ago. But the thing is, when the time is right and the alignment makes sense,
then it's
the right time for the story to be pronounced.
Yeah.
I do tell you, the reason, so it's not a documentary entirely.
Okay.
Because I'm an audiovisual storyteller.
Uh-huh.
So let me just give you a quick backstory in 2 minutes. So about 2 years ago, I had a conversation with Rashiyama.
Mm.
I said, I mean, I've been a groupie of your work. These were the celebrities just right after the battle of when we were declared an independent state.
Yeah.
I mean, the limelight really shone on them. And they told the Namibian artistic story from that point of view.
Mm.
Till 2012 and 24, he's still able to be relevant and still perform and still move crowds.
Exactly.
So,
and he did it recently now.
And he did recently.
At the tribute show for our president.
At the tribute show. And you could see that this guy was about his sound.
Yes.
He was like, can we just get the levels right here?
Yes.
Because with him, he's so innate that he knows very well what his audio levels are, what his quality output is.
Mm.
So 2 years ago, we had a conversation. I said to him, look, can I have the copyright and the liberty to take 12 to 14 of your songs over the past 30 years that has defined you as Rashiyama? So he gave us liberty to do so, myself and I.
Mm.
And then we recently got on some artists on the project.
Mm.
So it's a visual documentary.
Okay.
It's not theater.
Okay.
It is theater. It's not performing arts. It is performing arts. It's not visual arts. It is visual arts.
Mm.
It's an ensemble, really, of the multidiscipline of the artistic space.
Mm.
So imagine having a Rashiyama song that is a choral piece. A Rashiyama song that is a spoken word piece.
Oh,
wow!
Yes. Imagine a Rashiyama song that is a traditional chanting.
Mm.
So you imagine but it's a Rashiyama song. So some of the songs we've removed the instrumentals from them, and it's just the vocals that carry it.
Yeah.
So it's a Namibian-centric staging. So when people ask me what is this show about, 3 decades of sound. But NSK and Madam Boss, you know sound is picture. Sound is emotion.
Yeah.
Sound is multifaceted than just the one-dimensional medium that people think it is.
Mm.
This guy has told stories. This guy has moved us. So imagine if you have somebody like Patrick from PDK who sing Kasinga. with that voice of his, and you've got somebody like Rush, like Big Ben performing Traveling. You can hear it in the Big Ben's voice, but it is the Rush Yama
song.
I really wanted to pay homage to it. Mm. So if we just backtrack, if you allow me 1 second.
Mm. Yeah.
So we have this visual artist who's very much renowned, Hage.
Oh, yes. Hage, yeah, yeah.
Hage Mukwenja. So Hug is internationally renowned.
Yes, he is.
So before we did the press for the concert, mm-hmm. I said to him, "Look, how would you encapsulate the image and the memory of Rush Yama in a visual piece?"
Mm.
So Hug has put together an artistic piece that leads all the artwork to the show, and then after the show, we will then have an endeavor with the National Art Gallery of Namibia. Mm. We will have an acoustic evening where the art piece will be then auctioned. So do you see how we're coming full circle?
Mm.
Do you understand? So I really wanted guys, creative fanatics, yeah, who really enjoy the creative space. And really, it's an affluent, it's an acquired taste.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I really wanted to... Mm. I really wanted to make it really
entice those taste buds.
Yeah, really lekker, yeah. So it has never been experienced in one holistic setting.
Mm.
Yeah. You have different shows that do this, but mm-hmm. imagine if you have the full experience.
Yeah.
The full artistic experience in one event.
And what? This is why she's on Fresh Breakfast.
I know. And you know what I'm curious about is how easy was it for you to sell the idea or the concept to him?
Right.
Mm.
So Rush Yama is really a mentor.
Mm.
A mentor for artists of different sorts.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's no fool. So I needed to pitch the idea to him 2-3 times. We had 3-5 meetings.
Mm.
To the point where you need to put it in black and white. Because Rush Yama is managed by a group of people.
Yeah.
So
that's
even
true.
If you talk to Rush Yama, I mean, is his management buying into it?
He needs to revert to them, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there needed to be a whole plan around it. So you can imagine it, like I said, it's been 2 years in the making.
Yeah.
Because it even goes without saying that the musical director is Christian Poloni. So wow. you can imagine it's about 25 artists of sorts that are coming together. And mind you, even the show, the lighting has been designed.
Yeah.
The stage has been designed differently. So all those mediums that are coming together. So it has been... Gosh, it's been sleepless nights.
Mm.
It's been very, 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 very tough.
Mm.
Because how do you sell the concept?
Yeah.
I do tell you that the staging comes at a time where Namibia is very much in a definitive space. You know, we've just lost, you know, our beacon. You know, we've just lost our leader.
Mm.
And you know, if you know this gentleman was alive, I'm sure he would have even come, because this was his type of thing.
Yes, 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 he was. He loved.
This was his type of mojo.
High-end arts.
Yes, yeah. He really was a driver of pop culture.
Mm.
So Namibia needs something like this to elevate the other artists to say, okay, how can I... So I'll give you an example. And I think we need to give flowers where they're due.
Of course.
Mm. When we had Gaza's Opera...
Orchestra
staging. Mm. That was an experimental piece that worked very well.
Mm.
So people are looking up to it and saying, okay, how can we take this? I know they're not saying it.
Mm.
They're not doing it. They're not saying it. But how can we take this and mimic it to another level?
Mm.
So for me, guys, the foundation was not there. Me, I'm coming with my own cement.
Mm.
I'm coming with my own cement, with my own bricks.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
saying, what is it that is missing? What is it that people would want to really engulf and engage in?
Engage in, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Which is why we need to understand all of this knowledge that you have, all of this vision that you have, all this detail. Details that you have, or your attention to detail, we need to understand where it all started for Osidutu. Like where did it all start? My goodness, because hearing you right now, clearly you can hear that this is a woman that she's a point of reference when it comes to the arts. You're a point of reference when it comes to filmmaking. You called it you're a visual audio storyteller. What did you say?
Yes.
Sorry.
So when people ask what my designation is, so I'm a creative practitioner.
You're a creative practitioner.
When I break it down, I'm a creative director, content strategist, filmmaker.
So if you don't give my queen an A-horn,
I was like, hey! She's just earning her A-horns, bro.
Leave me now.
So where did it all start? Like, where did that spark start, Macy?
I do tell you, and we spoke shortly off air,
yeah.
was that people have always contextualized Tutu with television. For me, it was theater first. It was Freddie Finlander. Uh-huh. It was David Javera. It was Molapong Joseph. Mm. It was Christine Venner. So if I mention those names, people who know, and if I even say BRICS
if you
community,
know, you know, yeah.
BRICS Community Development Project. So it started at the age of 6 when I started doing drama. Mm. And then only when I got to 10, 11, 12, then I transcended over to television. Mm. And then when I was 13, then I did radio. So that's how it started for me. So right now, at the stage that I am right now, for me, the elevation is really the virtual space. How do I integrate radio, print, or radio, print, television, and what is the other one?
But performance arts.
Performance arts.
Yeah.
How do I integrate it then into the virtual space? And this is why I will even give a sneak peek, because one of the songs, City Young Girl, is being remixed by K-Boss.
City what?
City Young Girl.
City Young Girl.
No.
No. We are not saying it right.
It's not City Young Girl. Uh-huh. It's Young Go.
City Young Go. Uh-huh.
Yeah. City Young Go.
We didn't care what he was saying. That's how we're saying
it. It's true, right?
That's that. Get it right, Otili, please.
And even you saying it, and I know she's saying it right, but even you saying it, I'm like, it doesn't sound
come
right.
Come on, City Young Girl. City Young Girl. City Young Go. It's clear. So yeah, remixed, yeah.
So City Young Girl will be remixed into a very contemporary house Ama piano mix by K-Boss.
Yeah.
But K-Boss will be out of country that particular time. Mm. So the performance will be virtual. Mm. This is why people who would like to attend the show but cannot make it in person can buy a virtual ticket. And that virtual ticket is only admits one.
Well, admits one, yeah.
So don't share your link with Tutu and NSK and Chakwan. No. So we really wanted to see how can, and this is the thing, the arts must be a point of leverage and experimental phase.
Mm.
So we said, how can we bring, you know, the people in? You know, people who are in America and in the diaspora who really are fans of Rashihama.
Yeah.
So they can join us online.
Mm,
and when you join us online, it's just for you. So you can have your 5, 7, 8 relatives come to your place and you can have a screening party.
Mm, how about that?
So that's how we're experimenting with the phase as well.
Also, it's International Women's Month, Tutu.
Right.
And you know, just as we said in our introduction, we've been having conversations about you know, women issues and challenges and victories. Also, it's not always all negative.
Mm.
But you are in a very difficult space. You're in a space.
Right.
And you started this thing, should I say technically at 13 when you moved into radio, TV and so on. But you started with this space at a very early age.
Yes.
And I'm sure the time that you started was just men for that matter, in the positions now.
Yes,
in the gatekeeping positions.
Yes.
How have you survived all this time? To a point where you are now a phoenix, you are flying, you are soaring, you are transcending, like you said, off air.
Yes, transcending and
in a space, dominated by men.
Golly. So when I graduated from Wits, and then I was doing my in-service trading at the NBC, I think for me, we only that time, Kathy Shipushu had joined the corporation from a presenter to like a producer, senior producer. But then there was a lady who continues to inspire me. So guys, I'm not really much of an administrative creative. I'm a very much a techno-fundi creative.
Mm. Okay.
I like to know how the machinery works. So I can take up a camera, I can edit, I can do a sound mix if I need to.
Yeah.
So I don't need to do just a conceptualization of it. So we had individuals like Miranda Stain.
Mm-hmm. She was my lecturer.
She was your lecturer. So you know how feisty that can be, that powerball. But then, of course, we also had Virginia Witz, who was my producer for Sunshine Club.
Mm.
So I was also a presenter there. Gosh.
Yeah.
Come on, making me sound so old.
So I think it's very important to give flowers to those who are trailblazer in that specific era.
Yeah.
But the narrative of the self is very important. I came from a very disciplined and strict home where if you got beaten up at school, you're not coming back and saying that you got beaten up. you get called back because you beat somebody's child back. You know. Oh, but what? What? Hello, feel what? Gemak? Do mak gay?
Do mak
gay? Yeah.
Do mak gay what? So I do. It does come across at times that I'm known to be an industrial bully, but I fight and I scratch fairly. Just know your work, and just show up. You've worked with me so many times.
Yes.
And when we work together, it's all, most of the time, 90%, it's just men. And the gender thing has really not been an issue for me. Even now in the space that we're starting off Swift.
Yeah,
sisters
yeah.
working with film and television. The issues that our mother body has in South Africa is not the issue that we have in Namibia.
Namibia, yeah.
Because Namibia has an ample ground. It's just because the novelty and the being a celebrity that comes with the industry, which is really not the case. There is hard work. You guys woke up what time?
Every day at 4 a.m.
So darling.
Thank you so much. All right.
So people just think it's about you. Just, you know, the press button and then we're on air. You guys have researched me. You guys have researched the content. You guys have researched our talking points. You guys woke up at 3:30 or 2:30 to be here on time at this specific time. Golly. Your work will give you the big kangunas that you need. Your work ethic, your product. We always say you are as big as your... You're as good as your last production.
Yes.
And you know when we did Farah, that
Farah, the documentary.
Yeah. And Farah is still making, you know, headwaves. But then what? How do I beat Farah, you know, without losing myself in the process? So to answer your question, just know your stuff. Get educated on the topic matter. You go to work at night. If you go to work during the day, at night, if you can't understand something, you Google it. You read on it. So long the men slap. While people are sleeping, you are learning. And people just don't get it. How have I been able to keep up like this? Because I know that I can speak in a room of men because I'm not in competition with them. I'm there to compliment. Yeah. And production is really about the link. Because you are as strong or as weak as your
team.
As your team.
Yeah.
So if somebody's not, so if we have Denver Kisting on air and his shirt is not ironed, it's a director's issue. But it's for example, if the presenter is the one who, no. So everybody must keep their eyes on the ball and keep their eyes on the target. So I think that's always been the thing for me. My colleagues sometimes think it's naive, me being naive and me being in a bubble. No, this is work. And it's gay.
It's not about activism. It's work.
Really, the activism thing, great. Like somebody who wants to work under my wing and be my apprentice or doing in service training with me. Godly, if we're waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go prep for shoot, we're waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Morning, yeah.
Don't tell me about your lashes. You do your lashes at 2 in the morning. So by the time I come pick you up, you are good.
You are ready to go,
and really, it really goes without saying, motherhood is the biggest bestowing on any woman. Because you know that you need to serve a community, but you also need to serve a home. You need to serve a community, but you also need to serve a home.
Yeah.
So what example am I giving to my sons? You know that I'm out there and pushing my agenda and pushing the narrative about women in the space, about creatives in the space, because creatives need to pronounce ourselves, and we need the nucleus to work for us. But if that is not being reciprocated in the home, then we're just all hypocrites. I'm a mother of sons. There are things that they do half the time I don't even understand. So I have to read. Google challenges and counter ways to raise a boy child. Where's the African boy child?
Yeah.
Where's the Namibian boy child?
Gosh.
Because you know we've got all the social things that are happening. But it comes down back to the home. So NSK, really, to answer your question after such a long
No, we love context.
Right.
We love context. You must give context. Yeah.
If you see me, you see the representation of the home I grew up in. I am really my people's people. Really. My mother is like this. My aunts are like this. My uncles are like this. We like the Hangulas and police camp.
Yeah.
Police camp.
Choma, you must know.
Yeah.
Speaking of hypocrisy, I'm going to leave a question with you.
Yes.
It's a question that we are discussing. And people called in, and you know, we've had voice notes, and we'll get back to it after this. the question that we put on the table, right? Bit of a trigger, but it's a conversation that we need to have. Women's Month does not only mean we need to speak about all the nice things, we also need to interrogate the negative things. And the question is, or the thing that we've put on the table is, in retrospect, women tend to be mean to each other. Why is this the case? Brutal honesty. I'm leaving that question with you. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
I'm already ready now.
You're already ready now. We've got the news lined up. We will reveal right now what will be in that bulletin.
Always be remembered with gratitude and respect.
It's 8:49 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above for Average Radio with the NSK and Shaquan. We've got the incredible Tutu. I wanted to say Tutu, right? And then my brain decided to fart a bit, and I said Tutu. Happens to the best of us, Osiotulia. You see that it's happening again. Otilia Tutu Mungoba, I believe.
Let's keep it tutu. I swear, even when I was doing productions at State House, and we had encounters with the head of state and the first lady, so they'll be like, "What's the name?" So I'll be like, Otilia Mungoba. They'll be like, "Huh?" But I said, "Don't worry, just think of Desmond, and then you'll remember me."
There we go.
Yeah.
Two things. We've been speaking about your journey. We've been speaking about your current project that you're working on. But at the same time, Shaquan and I, we've been highlighting International Women's Month, and we've been having intentional conversations about women and factors around our queens. And one thing that we decided to look at today is something that I think on the ground we all know, it's something that we experience. I told Shaquan in the previous hour, I just, as a man, I am trying to understand this thing, you know, because it's like, what do you mean? You because I have the better shoe and I'm going to... Anyways, so in retrospect, women tend to be mean to each other, and we really wanted to understand why. Let me quickly give you a voice note here from Osi Josie.
Good morning, Fresh FM. Oh, this topic is a very sensitive topic to me, because I'm always being bashed by people in my circles.
Yeah.
You buy a new car, will she even afford to maintain it? How can she buy such an expensive car? You buy a house, she's using black magic. You know, it. You can't even talk to your friends about your achievements anymore, because you sound like you are bragging. Nowadays, I can't even celebrate my achievements anymore, because the people are not happy. And that is so sad. I have been having this conversation for the last few days with my friends, and I've been going on about it. At some point, we are being accused of using black magic, because we have certain things in our lives. You can't achieve anything by God's grace, then you are doing funny things to achieve those things. So it's really become a sad community now, that we can't celebrate our achievements with our friends anymore, and it's just jealousy and envious, and it's so sad. So yeah, that is my take.
I continue to ask her, the people that she's talking about that are not happy at her achievements are mostly women, and she says yes. So clearly this thing is happening. Tutu.
Yeah, it's been for around like forever. It's not a new concept. it's not a new concept. It's not an old concept. It has its place. I made a couple of notes while Josie was speaking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Five bullet points. Number one, jealousy. Jealousy comes from the fact that we all think that we need to be in competition with each other. But I think also we tend to forget that jealousy can be a very positive trait or an attribute or a thing to come across. If somebody's getting a new car, if somebody has lost weight, if somebody's getting a promotion at work, then we should allude to how they did it. Do you know what I mean? What is your recipe? What ingredients are in that cake of yours? Move closer towards those things. But because we're so afraid to show the vulnerability of wanting more, jealousy comes from wanting more. So wanting more and attaining it is very two different constructs for many people. So we should start looking at jealousy as a positive thing than as a negative thing. Right? Point number two. Find your tribe. If your friends are acting that kind of way with you, those are not your friends.
It's not
Choma.
Your tribe.
Choma, chom, chom.
Yeah.
As much as you're Choma Saini.
No, but you know how hard it is. It's so hard to let go of those people because a lot of the times we as women are just like, no, but we've been friends since high school. We've been friends like forever,
yes.
You know? But we grow into different people that way a lot of times we just don't, we outgrow each other, but we still keep holding on to it.
You've just answered yourself.
Yeah.
You've grown.
Yeah.
You are different people. Your ideologies are different. Your approaches are different.
Yeah.
That's what needs to go, Choma.
And I don't want to sit there just gossiping.
That's what needs to go.
Yeah.
So find your tribe, right? Competitiveness is what we, like in many Western states and many countries or whatnot, is that competitiveness is seen as a togetherness. Whereas for one, especially where we are now in Namibia, everybody's running their own race. And this thing of play in your a your bun.
Yeah, yeah.
But how can you run a race if you're running alone? A race is ran alongside other people.
Yeah.
Just run in your lane and just stay the course. I think people just don't understand the concepts around being in competition with each other. I tell you, there are people that I cannot stand at work, or that I used to work with before I went freelancing. But I knew, man, this guy is a great sound engineer. This guy or this lady is a good lighting technician. Bruh, you are coming on my team because we need to win. Egos aside, bruh, when the vision is for everybody.
Yeah.
The day when she's not able to carry the show, NSK, you do that. And vice versa. When you're not lekker, she carries it. And then there's a seesaw of not power, not influence, but collaboration.
Yes.
Right. On to my next point before I forget. Self, the concept of the self. Again, what I just said before, if you really know who you are, if you really know who you are and where you are going, some of the stuff doesn't make, it just falls off. I do tell you, and it's something that I said to my family only this weekend, that the journey that I've been on has been the most loneliest for the past 2 years as an independent creative. Because then you leave the corporate space.
Security
is gone. Hey, there's no pension, Choma.
Yeah.
There's no medical aid. There's no car allowance. There's no housing benefit.
Yeah.
You know? So the way you move and the way you function is completely different. I don't wait for end of the month like many people. Sometimes my gig comes, and you know, as an independent, you know, as a freelancer, you wait 3-4 months to get paid. You're like calling people like, I sent you the quote.
Invoice
0022, did you make the reference number when you made the payment so I know it's you? Choma.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be out in the cold with you. It's so comfortable. It is so comfortable being in the norm. It's so comfortable being in the norm. So
the minute you step out of the norm,
so the minute that you step out of the norm, you see things differently. You know, when I tell you, you know that I'm a fitness guru. I like being, you know, staying fit. But what happened was when I went freelancing, I didn't move as much because I did a lot of admin. And then, you know, you have your blocks of production. So you're saying like, Mara, am I gaining weight or what? No, because you don't move the same way you used to move. When you were at corporate, you were every day in studio, every day in meetings. But now you have your meetings spaced out. You've got your production spaced out. So you spend a lot of time sitting and reading and doing research. I do tell you, the day, and I think it's a challenge to everybody that is listening. The day you decide not to complain, you are fully aware of the challenge. But you're not putting that energy out into the world, right? And the day that you decide to see things really the way they are.
Yeah.
The day that you see somebody's doing well, it's because you probably you yourself you need to pick up your socks.
Yeah, yeah.
And to put on your big girl panties.
Come on.
Golly, imagine if we were all great. I'm not an accountant, I'm not an economist, I'm not an architect.
Yeah.
I'm a creative. That's where I blom. What's the Afrikaans?
Yeah, blom, yeah, yeah. Blom, yeah.
Blom, yeah. As my corner die.
Sinje.
So how do I mesmerize? How do I capitalize on being a creative? You learn. You see what techniques are changing. You read. You see what other people are doing. Golly, when a new music video comes out, and they use effects that I don't understand, I'm like, yo, it's for me to Google behind the scenes, huh? How was this thing edited?
Yeah.
How was this thing done?
How can I do it?
How can I do it and make it Namibian?
And make it your own.
And
your touch.
And make it my own. But it's never going to be easy. It's never going to be easy. But you know what makes it lekker?
Mm-hmm.
What makes it journey? Finding your tribe.
Yeah. Mm.
Find your tribe, find your squad. I'm saying, you're not chama kingi. Oh, today. Today was just.
Today.
The words were not flowing. Even ChatGPT didn't even help me today. It's a mess.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, please, a round of applause for Tutu Mungoba.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for inspiring us. We appreciate you. We have our eyes on you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We see what you're doing. So personally, I appreciate your presence today. I think you've planted a seed, Shikwan.
Yeah. Yes. No, same. Keep thriving. And just pushing boundaries as much as you can. I say this because there's one of our listeners, Healy from Ochvarongo, and she has been sending messages the whole time. She's like, yes, queen, preach, queen. Come on, I'm learning.
Oh, wow.
And we need so much more of you.
Thank you so much for having me. Can I close off?
Close it off.
Close
with two sentiments. I can never be without you guys.
Come on.
My products are for you guys. My services are for you guys. You guys are my consumers. So I can never survive. I can never share my gift if there's not an audience. Number two, the thing that I really wanted to say, but I've not been able to say it until I got older and I could pronounce myself in a room, is the closer I am to God, the more I am at peace. My concepts come from God. Imagine you and I have done, remember the first ad that we did together?
Yes.
It was, it was a beatbox thing. With the independence rhymes on it. You know, and you hear God's voice. God, is that you beatboxing in my ear? Right? And even the words that come to me, even when I see some, even the documentary, The Weight of Tomorrow, is based on people who collect scrap in Windhoek.
Yes.
But only if you are closer to your maker. I don't mind. I'm not contextualizing the whole religious thing and you have God and Allah and you know. But your creator, your maker, when your frequency is in alignment to your creator, things are different. Even when you're down and you're out and you don't have money, or you have too much money, NSK, when you lose it, when you lose your alignment with your maker, then you will not understand where you're. You're no more in your lane.
Yeah.
So let God, and continue serving.
That's
I cannot be a queen if I'm not a servant.
Hmm.
So the way that I'm the greatest queen that I can be is because I am serving.
That's what I'm talking about. Michael. Man, we've even delayed the news because this was just so powerful. Tutu, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you
we
for
wish
having
you
me.
All the best going forward. I promise you that now that people learned. And if you missed this conversation, it will be up on our website pretty, pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we wish you all the best, especially
thank
with the
documentary. Thank you, love and light.
Bye.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.